Let's play two in the loo. Good afternoon. I'm Doug Russell with sports. The Brewers and Cardinals playing a double dip today in St. Louis. When two teams play two games in a day, both clubs are allowed to add a 27th player to their roster. That player today for the Brewers is pitcher Robert Gasser. Meanwhile, in game one,
liner base hit down the left field line. Cooper Pratt scores. Ortiz will be held at third. It's an RBI double for Yelich, and the Brewers have their first lead in the game.
That's how it would end, 4-3. The Brewers take game one. Meanwhile, earlier today, highly touted outfield prospect Luis Lara was called up to the majors for the first time. He wasn't in the starting lineup for game one. Other roster moves, a bunch of them. Infielder David Hamilton placed on the 10-day injured list with a strained left hamstring. Also, for the Brewers, utility man Greg Jones called up from AAA Nashville. Outfielder Blake Perkins sent back down to Nashville. The University of Wisconsin will formally introduce new athletic director Sean Eichhorst later this afternoon in Madison. Eichhorst takes over for Chris McIntosh and is simultaneously tasked with reviving the football program while continuing the run of Badger successes with their other programs.
The key for me is really getting my feet on the ground and understanding more about what it is that they've been doing and assessing those things and having a lot of conversations with Dr. Wilcots on how we can move forward. But I feel like we're in a good spot. Certainly, there's always room to grow.
Eichhorst will be featured at a reception tonight starting at 5. At the World Cup, a thriller for the ages. Egypt had a 2-0 lead at the 80-minute mark before Argentina's Lionel Messi found Christian Romero for their first goal. Then just 3 minutes later, Messi scored on his own, tying the match. And then, in stoppage time,
Lautaro Martinez sending it over!
Fox Sports on the call. Argentina escapes with one of the most thrilling finishes in this year's World Cup. Doug Russell, Wisconsin Radio Network.